Now, as two things preliminary to the breathing meditation, one is we need to prepare our body, and second is we need to prepare our mind. So to prepare our body, I'll lead you through a little body scan where we, you know, notice parts of our body and release tension there. And then to prepare our mind, we'll cultivate our motivation, why we're meditating. And that's extremely important. We might all come here with a certain motivation that brought us here, but then once we're here, we really want to try to create a good motivation so that our meditation practice becomes something that we're doing for the purpose of having a positive effect on society and all beings. Okay? So we're not meditating in order to escape from the world. We're not meditating to avoid ourselves. Okay? We're meditating so that we can improve ourselves. And why do we want to improve ourselves? Not just for our own selfish reasons, but because if we're able to work on ourselves, then we can make a positive contribution to others. Okay? That positive contribution doesn't mean that we all need to be the Dalai Lama and Mother Teresa. Okay? It doesn't mean that, but it means that in whatever way we can be helpful, we do that. In whatever way we can stop harmful actions, we do that. Okay? So we want to make sure that we put our meditation practice very firmly within the framework of benefiting all beings. This is really, really important. Okay? Because if we don't do that, then there's a danger that we think of meditation as how I'm going to protect myself from the rest of the world. The world's so awful, the world's so uncontrolled, I'm going to meditate and tune everybody out because I can't stand it. That's not what we want to do. Okay? What we want to do is be able to relax our mind and develop our good qualities to the point where we can be open to the world and what's happening in it without being so reactive to it. Okay? Are you getting what I mean? When we clutch at something, we're very attached to it because our mind is saying, I have to have this. But when we push away from something with fear or aversion, you know, then we also are equally bound by it because we're afraid of it. We have tension regarding it. Okay? What we want to be able to do is, you know, clearly discriminate what's useful and what's not, what's beneficial and what's not, but also to be able to tolerate things so that we're not always reacting to everything and everyone. It's those that we're kind of centered, you know, and have our own balance no matter what the dance is outside.